This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I venture out of the studio. We head over to the south side here in Pilsen to chat with Jeff Vandertuck over at Deucex. What did we do these last 3 weeks, OE? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're on location with a special guest, Jeff Vandertuck. What's up? How's it going?
How are we doing tonight?
Yeah, man, we're here in Pilsen, Chicago. Deucex.
Down. In the beer cellar.
I love it, man. This is a multifaceted venue you're running here, Jeff. We're downstairs, so this is the Punch House.
It's the back part of Punch House,
The back part of Punch House. And then there's the tack room, which is just a different room. The main dining hall is Deucex. And then there's this full-on fucking music hall, Talia Hall.
We were just there for Uppers and Downers.
That's right. Yeah, so.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, well, I'm happy to bring you guys back in and spend some time.
Yeah, last time we spoke, we were at Side Door downtown, and so now you've transitioned over here. What brought you here to Deucex?
The beer. It just kind of fit my whole mindset and the direction I want to go. We're all about pairing food with beer, and as you know, I did that at Side Door quite a bit, and just carried it over to here, and I love it. You know, it's an ever-changing draft list that we got here, and it's always something fun and interesting going on within this building, that's for sure.
And you probably bring in Deucex is over here at Pilsen, so farther on the south side than downtown. You probably bring in a different group of people that are maybe more interested in the beer versus like just downtown where they're like, I just am downtown and want to drink.
This is very true. So at Side Door, you know, you didn't get your seasoned veterans as much, but towards the end, we definitely developed some regulars that were coming in and enjoying our special beers. But here, definitely get more beer geeks. It is more of a destination spot, and people definitely come out and enjoy our brews.
Yeah, you got, 40 plus on tap?
We have 24 on tap.
24 on tap.
And then, we have a little large format program.
Yeah.
And we're still working on getting a secret stash list going like I had at Side Door.
Yeah. And you got a rare opportunity here, man, because it's a beer-focused bar, but this also, the dining is no joke here. Like, I think this place has won Michelin stars like several years in a row too.
We have.
Yeah, and you don't get a whole lot of beer focused bars that are doing that. So this is a cool scene you got over here.
Yeah. It's an animal, that's for sure.
Yeah. So what are we drinking today, man? Oh, we had the Dovetail Lager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one of your favorites on.
So yeah, I you know, for my Miller High Life of the world, that would be Dovetail, okay. Honestly. It's my Shifty, for sure. The other beer that we're drinking here at the same time is something I brought from home. It's a 2015 Parabola, which is one of my favorite as well that's out there.
So we're down in the beer cellar here. I have never been in the beer cellar part. I've been upstairs for dinner at Deucex, Talia Hall, haven't been over to the Punch House. But what happens here in the beer cellar?
You know, we utilize the space for multiple things. Private events. As well as overflow for Punch House.
Okay.
Majority of the time that's on the weekends. Gets pretty packed in here. Take the lights down, put some candles up.
Nice.
And show everyone a good time.
Cool. And then behind us here, we have the beer cellar, but I see a lot more wine than beer right now. There's some central water over there.
We got about 25% of the beer cellar currently that is filled with beer. We're working our way towards making it more, a greater number there. But currently, yes, it is a mix of a beer cellar and a wine cellar for sure.
Okay. And so I guess it's appropriate that we're drinking this Firestone Walker 2015 down here, right?
Yeah. I brought this from home. It's one of my favorite beers. And, I thought, what a better place to do it with two gentlemen I haven't seen in quite some time, and I've been looking for a reason to open it, so I'm happy that I get to enjoy it with you.
When was the last time you've had this beer? Like, which year and which...
I had 2014 last year, so I always kind of keep them... Every year I try to get a bottle or two and I sit on it for multiple years, very similar to what I did at Side Door.
Yeah.
But that was for me personally. I'm working on doing that as well here, but it's going to take a little time.
Sure, yeah. How do you think this beer is tasting, like, compared to 2014 and after... What, 3 years now? I think it comes out in later in the year, so we're not quite to the 3 years yet.
So it comes out in April.
Oh, April.
Or, excuse me, in May.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this one, you know, the booze, it's 14%, but it's quite hidden there. You know, I it'll sneak up on you, so look out there, Nick.
Yeah, I know. Nick's
almost done.
I mean, it's just there's a marriage of flavors there, man. It's just so effortless to dive into this. It's just like no big deal. And I'm glad you brought that up. It makes me a little more conscious.
You know, we're done when Nick's out of beer. That's kind of
So, man, you know, we're not letting the wine dudes have all the fun. You like, you know, you love this large format thing. You love, you know, bringing in different varietals of the same beer, and you know, that's carryover from what you used to do before. I want to talk about this tap list, man, because I'm really impressed, man. There's 24 beers, and it's real easy to lean on, like, you know, the top 20 breweries in the country or top 50 or whatever, but you've got some really small breweries on here. We were talking about, we saw Maine on here. We haven't seen them in a while. Everything from Scorched Earth to Moody Tongue is on this list, and I think that's pretty cool. You got a nice wide range here.
Yeah, I like to keep it that. You know, it's ever-changing, that's for sure. You know, we tap a new beer or two or even three every night. And I just want to keep it fresh so all the guests can come in and enjoy what we have to offer.
Yeah. It's something you're having to think about all the time is, like, what goes with the food here. Even it's a different kind of food and a different audience. So what kind of goes into the thought process for the beer choices here?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, honestly. You know, we even take consideration. We cook with a lot of beer here. Okay. And we consider that when we are putting things on the menu.
Yeah.
We want to do things that are beer friendly, you know, pair well with beer. And I like to think that we do that on a weekly basis. These beers, a lot of them I am utilizing our pull from Thalia Hall and the volume we do up there to get some of the smaller, hard to find brews and then put them up here so everybody's winning. You know, we go through volume up there, and down here it's a little more focused,
yeah,
I guess you would say.
Have you found that the beer scene over here is pretty vibrant? You have a Lulu down the street, Mars just recently opened not too far away.
Pilsen's all of a sudden got like three breweries, right?
Yeah, there's a lot going on down here in Pilsen. It's continuing to head south, you know, down in Bridgeport and so on and so forth. Low Res is right down the street as well. Then we also have Moody Tongue, which we're very, very close with. Jared treats us very well from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot going on down here. And, you know, over the last couple of years, it's really, really, really changed.
You're talking about like the people that come in here? You mean like...
Yeah, you know, well, the community itself. There's a lot of people that are coming in.
Yeah.
And it's slowly moving south, and we're really enjoying seeing all these new faces around. You know, we have a lot of regulars, but it's nice to see some new faces.
yeah. I feel like this kind of spot kind of defines who we are as a city, right? Because it's in like a historic building, and then you got the music venue, and then you got a beer list that is sneaky good, and it's a Michelin star joint. So. It doesn't get too much more fun than that. So.
When we were at Uppers and Downers, Nick was just like awing at the space and I don't know, the ceiling and everything like, else.
Because you know, man, if my dollars were in order, I'd buy a place just like this, right?
You know, I'm with you there.
And do something kind of like this. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Black Angels tonight with the Black Lips.
Oh, cool.
Up in Thalia, so. They're jamming up there, and we're doing our thing down here.
Nice.
So what's going on, man? You've got we saw you on TV recently. You got a bunch of programs going on. One of them's like, was it Brewery of the Month, right?
Correct. So we choose a brewery for that entire month. We have dedicate three lines. So majority of the time we have one mainstay line, then we have a little harder to find. Majority of the time I try to go with sour or something along those lines. And then the last line is hard-hitting, barrel-aged stuff. Really, the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
that's what we're doing it for. So we utilize the volume on the first line to get the third line. And we plan this. I'm already planning next year's now. I have the entire schedule for the rest of the year this year already. It's awesome. It's really fun. You know, this next month we have Collective Arts coming out of Canada.
Oh, right on.
They're awesome.
I don't think I've had any of their beers.
We're real tight with them. They just hit the market, you know, within the last 6 months.
I got this thing where they like have a call for artists every month or something for their cans.
Correct. Oh, cool. And you know, it fits what we do. Yeah. The live music with the venue. You know, they're great people. And we did a launch for them. Mm-hmm. We were one of the first places that carry their beer here in the city. And
Who'd you have last month?
This last month we had Paulina.
Right on.
And then you know,
font sizes.
We have Coffee Font Size right now. In May we're gonna be doing Firestone Walker. We're gonna be bringing in a variant of Parabola that's never hit the market before, toasted coconut, which I'm pretty excited about.
We were just talking about how much Nick likes coconut beers. He's like on a hunt for coconut beers.
It makes two of us. It does. Yeah, I'm with you there completely.
Yeah, it's bizarre, man. I'll be here for that for sure.
So what else, what other kind of beer events you guys got coming up or other events kind of on the calendar?
Well, for National Beer Day, we're going to be doing a flight. That flight will include Firestone Walker 21st Anniversary. We're going to do Perennial Abraxas. And we're going to be doing a 2014 Goose Island Proprietors Reserve, which is a coconut beer
again.
So yeah, that one's quite sought after. I'm really excited. We're doing 3 5-ounce pours for $18, which is just a steal for the quality of beers that we're going to be serving.
April 7th?
Right? Yes, sir. Saturday, April 7th. It's going to go on that day, and I anticipate it being done by the end of the day, but we'll see.
Yeah. And then we're coming up on Illinois Craft Beer Week. Are you thinking about that? You guys have anything planned yet, or is it just kind of like, okay, we got to figure something out?
No, we always got a ton going on here, but definitely nothing specific in regards to that for this one. Our focus is...
there's always good events happening, right?
Every night I like to think that that's the case.
That's what I say. That's what Nick and I, we do a podcast where the events are happening every week. Every week is Chicago Craft Beer Week for us.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
It's true, man. It's true.
You know, you spoke about events that we're doing and whatnot. Something that we do on a regular basis that I think is really, really fun. It's called Sound Bites. And it's basically we take Deuce X and we take Thalia Hall and we marry them. And when our executive chef, Mike Galen, he takes a dish that's inspired from the band, some things that they used to eat when they were growing up. And then he takes that and does a dish with it, and then we pair that dish. Currently, it's with Goose Island, so they're going to be the next couple as well. And we find ways to make that marriage work again, like I said. And it's a really neat thing. It's blowing up. They come down and they video everybody down in the kitchen, preparing the food and whatnot. It's really fun because we get to get the bands involved, as well as our chef. And it's a great way to showcase what we do.
That's a nice spin on things. And then, a couple months ago, you guys had another kind of series where, like, I think the brewer came out and talked about yeast. It was like almost like an educational program. What was that?
We did Brew You.
Brew You.
We've done that the last couple of years. And it's a great way to educate those that want to be educated.
Yeah, because some wine people will probably be like, intimidated or just need direction. I wouldn't say intimidated. They just need direction.
Correct. Yeah. We bring in the brewers. The brewers chat about their beers. They chat about their styles. They chat about what they do best.
Yeah.
And then everybody drinks beer and talks about beer. It's a really, really cool deal that has worked out really well for us.
Yeah. Right on.
Nice. So if anyone's coming here like to eat, what's your like favorite thing that's maybe standard on the menu or that you've had that's like a standout?
I will tell you my favorite thing on the menu right now is our fried rabbit. It's what we call it chicken fried rabbit. It's with risotto, okra, some charred okra, chicory greens, pancetta, and a little brown butter Tabasco. I just think everything works super, super well together. And it's super beer friendly.
Yeah, are we pairing it with?
Me right now, I go with Maine Peeper personally, but because I want to bring that spice out of the brown butter Tabasco. So I want to get something that has a little hot profile going on. But there's a number of beers on our menu right now that would cater to that for sure. We got a Stone Exalted. You could even go with the Forbidden Root Ghost Tropic. Any of those bitter notes are really going to bring out that spice force.
Yeah.
I think we had that last week.
Yeah, we were drinking cans of Ghost Tropic.
Ghost Tropic.
Forbidden Root. That's a great beer, and it knocked Nick on his ass.
Dude, I listened to the playback last week, and you know, slightly more embarrassed than usual at my lack of coherence a little bit on that show. Man. It was fun, though. I had a good time. You know,
that's what it's about.
The Forbidden Root guys were excited. They were like, right on. You know?
Yeah, because it's not even, it's like a 7%, it's not even that high. Oh, it's 8%. But no, somehow when you do like tall boy cans.
It flows rather easily. It's a very easy beer to drink. It's that New England style, you know, people are really gravitating to that. Yeah. So much to the fact that we have a dedicated line that I rotate New England style IPAs on.
No shit.
So now we have an IPA line, we have a pale line, we have an imperial line, and then we have also a hazy line.
Yeah,
and it's just wanted to take care of the hopheads out there.
Yeah, are you finding that the New England style IPA, it's really fun? I think to take pictures of. That's like I think what's maybe like gravitating like the trend. They're also very good beers, but like the pictures are way different because they're like these cloudy, milkshaky things that beer nerds can be like, look at this one now. And it's not a, you know, these beers look great. They're clear and but. That's it, right?
Yeah. You know, the kind of the thing with them is they're crushable, as Nick said before.
Yeah.
It is very easy to take a couple down rather quickly. You know, it kind of mutes the bitterness at the end there a little bit with these hazy IPAs, which make it much more drinkable. People love it. You know, it's a trend that has been up and coming over the last year. Yeah. Started over in New England, obviously, out east, and has made its way, and it's all the way out west now. Everybody's making New England style IPAs.
Well, you got the Allagash White on, which is kind of like the, I guess I want to say like the grandfather to it. It's not the same beer, but it's the same, like, it looks like it, right?
Yeah, it's got that hazy deal going on as well, the unfiltered aspect. And it's got that look, that pretty hazy look that you're looking for. Right?
It's the precursor for sure. Now you're how long you been here?
Been here over a year, approaching a year and a half now.
Right on. And you're a Kansas fan, KU's in the Final Four.
Yes,
you,
sir.
You get some fun Boulevard stuff, or you got anything that you've been excited about the home?
You know, I always love Saison Brett's, one of my favorite Saisons that exists. Anytime I can get that in here and rotate it through, I do.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I haven't had it around the last couple months, but we brought it in 2017 Saison Brett at one time. I love the Bourbon Barrel Aged Quad, always will. Can't go wrong with Love Child either. But those are more of our focus rather than the mainstream stuff. We try to keep it interesting as possible.
Yeah, right on.
Nice. Well, I don't know. I love coming down here. I love making my way here and over to the South Side and Pilsen. Like, yeah, just so much good stuff. And glad to see you're here and Deucex is doing awesome stuff.
So. Yeah, it's exciting. And there's definitely more to come, that's for sure.
Cool. Yeah, it's a city of neighborhoods, and it gives us a chance to get out of our neighborhoods and go somewhere else cool. So I say all the time, this reminds me of Logan Square before like all the trust fund babies and shit moved in, right? Like it's got a nice vibe where it's like making a really cool turn and it's not blown out.
But it already has all the taco places before it got cool.
This is true.
It's Pilsen, man.
This is definitely true. It's a great little city.
Yeah, right on, man.
All right, so definitely make your way over to Deucex if you can. Check out the beer list. Like you said, you're going through tons of beer, especially because of Talia Hall. So there's always new stuff coming on. So, yeah, come here. whenever possible, right?
That's yeah. And what you guys are doing that separates you from, like, you know, the downtown crews, even though downtown is not far from here, is that you got a guy that focuses on macro stuff, you know, and then and wine, and then you have a guy that's, like, really focusing on creative, like, small batch local beer stuff, and that's kind of like, you know, that elevates what you guys are able to do, I think. So that's pretty cool.
It is a shining star for us, for sure. Yeah. Want to keep developing it and keep going that direction, the right direction, and introducing people to beers that they don't see. There's nothing better than a guest that comes in and looks at our list and doesn't know these beers and wants to be talked through them.
Yeah.
And that's where we have great service here. I'm also here, obviously, to talk about beer whenever. Guiding our guests through this list is really a fun deal.
Yeah, killer ambiance. You can bar hop, you can hop to breweries around here. Oh, talk about, before we get out of here, talk about the club. The mug club before we get out of here.
Yeah, we're going to be launching a mug club here most likely in the next week. What it will be is essentially you will come in, it's $25, you get a Deus Ex mug.
Okay.
You will also get a beer that evening. To fill that mug, you take the mug home with you. You get a mug club card. On that card, it shows the specials. On Sunday, you're going to get $2 Moody Tongue Pilsners, 25% off all draft. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to be selecting a beer of the day every day, and it's 25% off that beer every Wednesday.
Nice. Man, that sounds good.
It's pretty darn good deal, I have to say, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, Nick is out of beer. So that's our sign that it's time to wrap up here.
You're giving me a complex, Brad. I want you to know that.
We have to give you more beers so we can keep talking and go longer. That's the we have to do. Jeff, thanks for joining us. This was great.
My pleasure. Great to see you guys again.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
And Nick and I will be back in the studio next week. Going out is fun. Yeah.
Recap what we did at the Beet Kitchen.
Yeah, that's right.
And whatever else we did this last 7 days.
So cool. All right. Right on. Be sure to ChicagoBeerPass.com. Everything gets posted there. Links to the website, or links to Stitcher, YouTube, all the social media is over there. And we'll be back next week. Take care.
Cheers.